Welcome back to Keeping Stock. It's another Sunday, uploading every Sunday to give you that rundown on modern sneaker culture, upcoming releases, sneaker history, financial analysis, guests, and more in 20 to 30 minute podcast episodes. Today, we're going to be looking at this upcoming week of NBA All-Star Weekend 2020 taking place in Chicago. We're going to go through the releases that week, my thoughts, the price points, and a little bit more of the influence on why NBA All-Star Weekend is so big for sneaker culture. With all that being said, let's just jump right into it. So obviously NBA All-Star Weekend is big for the NBA. It's halfway through the season. All of the voted All-Stars are selected to play. You get the skills competition, celebrity games. Basketball is the main sport in America at this time, as football just concluded with the Super Bowl. Baseball's 45, 50 days away. And I mean, hockey's going, but it's not going to eclipse basketball in the American market. But the other thing a lot of people don't take into account for All-Star Weekend and all of these releases is it's tax season. At this point, some people who did have the opportunity to file early have gotten their tax returns. And so you have to remember, with tax returns, not only is there an influx of money in the market, so sneakerheads themselves may have gotten a refund for $500, $1,000, $3,000 or more, and are looking to purchase from this wide variety of overly hyped shoes for NBA All-Star Weekend that come out in very limited quantities. And then it continues past All-Star Weekend as those refunds continue to roll in. And so from my own experience, little side rant here, when I was working in retail, a great example of this is the Master 12s, right? They were all black. Not a lot of people were hyping them up crazy, but they sold out amazingly fast in store and online and were hitting absurd resale prices for a little while before dipping down. And that's because they released right when a majority of people had received their refunds and were looking to buy new shoes for the year. Or in this case, when you look externally outside of the sneaker community, parents are also buying their children shoes or gifts. So not only do you have sneakerheads with money, you have the parents of kids who are interested in footwear from what they see on TV, social media, YouTube, etc. So now, very similar to Christmas, when you see that external influx of people who want gifts or want new shoes for AAU or basketball, they've now come into the market and add some competition to when you're trying to purchase shoes. And now you can see how that plays into NBA All-Star Weekend and why these releases are so hyped and so hard to get sometimes, because everyone who's into basketball knows it's All-Star Weekend. Social media is bigger than ever and continuing to grow. So now kids know all of their releases coming out weeks in advance, bugging their parents. Sneakerheads know ahead of time and know what they're looking for with that refund. Further, these are sometimes the more limited, hyped up shoes that you wouldn't see at another time. And that makes NBA All-Star Weekend one of the hottest weekends of the year for the sneaker culture. So with that being said, next week I'm going to go through how to budget for purchasing sneakers and how to create a reasonable budget. But for now, we're just going to take a look at the plethora of sneakers that are releasing this upcoming weekend and the serious amount of pocket change it would take to purchase, you know, multiple pairs of these sneakers. And so with that being said, one of the most hyped sneakers coming out has to be the Air Jordan 5 Off-White. Continuing in the theme of the deconstructed Off-White series, we take essentially a black metallic 5, slap a hole on the lateral and medial side of the shoe, and then on the left tongue, we put that pole hole along with kind of already aging or pre-yellowing that sole to look worn in. Further coming with those signature shoelace branded laces, and that's going to be $225. The first sneaker, most hype here, $225, going to be extremely difficult to grab, not only for people who want to wear, but for that resale market, because as we know with the Jordans in the past, these two are going to hit high marks. I wouldn't be surprised if they surpass $750 on the retail or the resale market. And that is what's generating a ton of buzz for All-Star Weekend. And that's kind of the catalyst. And then Nike and Jordan Brand surround that release with other sneakers. So that way, if someone does strike out for that five or leading up to that, may buy another pair of shoes. And that's where you get another slew of sneakers. This collaboration is going to be the Chicago Collaboration Collection. Essentially, this is taking the local Chicago influence and giving them special silhouettes and colorways. So you see Virgil in there with the Off-White, one of the leading sneakers of this collection. But you also see the Air Jordan 10 Wings, which comes out on the 12th for $190. And this is actually a pretty cool story, colorway and model, not necessarily for me, but the Wings name is for the Wings Design Program for footwear and apparel for high school students and students of the game. And they actually took four of those students and had them help design this colorway for the Air Jordan 10. And so in doing so, they did the green sock liner with kind of a chrome metallic silver cut leather piece on the lateral or outside of the shoe, along with a translucent sole. And I think, you know, the benefit here is it gives a little bit more awareness to this Wings program. It shows the kids in the program what's possible. And I think it's great to do it on NBA All-Star Weekend where, you know, this shoe may normally not necessarily sell out, the Air Jordan 10 in this colorway, but here I'm sure it's going to go relatively quickly or come in limited quantities. Further in this collection, we get an Air Jordan 1, Sheila Rashad. Sheila Rashad is essentially known as a denim queen. She's helped design for many supermodels, such as the Hadids. And this kind of comes in that obviously Jordan 1 mid style, where the front half or the toe has been dipped. Well, it looks like it's been dipped in a dark purple, maybe a Laker purple. And then it comes with a kind of gray raw side of denim upper, falling gray all around in a kind of a darker color. And to be honest, it's a relatively cool colorway. Not my cup of tea. The purple is a little loud, but I think it is kind of subtle and minimal. And a lot of people will have, you know, the sense to pull those off. And those are going to be $140, and they come out on Valentine's, so February 14th. And then also rounding up this collection is the Air Jordan Aero 720, which, to be honest, we can just forget this one. The silhouette doesn't do it for me. I haven't seen it do it for a lot of people. Not many colorways come out, but they are collaborating with Cole Bennett, Lyrical Lemonade, who's helped upcoming hip-hop artists come to spotlight with music videos and other assistant, which is great for Cole Bennett and Lyrical Lemonade. However, this collaboration seems a little far-fetched in some regards, and there's rumors that there's going to be a Don C Air Force that's coming out, but I haven't really seen any official pictures at the time of recording this, so it may or may not happen. And that's going to be the four releases for the Chicago Collaborators Collection. But we also have other Jordan models releasing. So far, that collection had four Jordan models coming out. And that's from the 12th to the 16th. But now we're going to go more into Jordan models, which is, at this point, absurd. So many colorways and silhouettes releasing. You can see how this is going to hurt someone's checkbook or your checkbook. And so it's really about prioritizing what you may be going after, but it's still going to be difficult because a lot of these are hyped up, maybe coming in smaller quantities and maybe more difficult to get. So in some cases, people may be trying to grab multiple pairs and doing the kind of Bush League tactic where you buy something, then you end up getting what you want and returning that other product later down the line, which is tough for people who really want the shoe in the moment. If you turn it at a local store, you may never see it, or that person may not have the opportunity, but that's another discussion. Now jumping into the more general releases in some regards, the big one besides the Off-White that a lot of people have been talking about has to be a toss-up between the Air Jordan 1, UNC to Chicago, and woman's sizing, so to speak. You know, it comes with the blue heel and the red toe, primarily black upper. Very similar to top three look to it, but mainly black with that red toe and blue heel. Those are going to be $170. And this is labeled as a woman's shoe. However, from all the videos and early looks I've seen, it looks very similarly cut to a men's Jordan 1. And also goes up, I believe, to size 15.5 or 16 in women's. And so if you aren't familiar with the conversion, it's a size and a half from women's to men. So if you wear a size 12 in men, you'd be about a 13.5 in women. Or if you were a size 10.5 in women, you'd be a size 9 in men's. However, you know, take those with a grain of salt, colorway model by model, because the reason why men and women have different sizing is obviously men and women's feet are different. So they may be a tad bit narrower in the forefoot or the heel or, on the inside toe, just based on the way it's been cut and set up. But from an external and outside viewpoint, the shoe looks exactly the same, from an outside viewpoint. And so that is the UNC to Chicago coming out on the 13th, which is Thursday, for $170. While on the Sunday, you have the Air Jordan 3 Unite, or the Saturday, the Air Jordan 3, what they're calling is Unite, or most people are calling it the Red Cements. And so if you know what the Air Jordan 3 Black Cement or White Cement looks like, replace either the black on the black cement or the white on the white cement with red, and you get the Air Jordan 3 Unite. And this kind of reminds me of the Air Jordan 4 Toro in the way it's set up in the same shade of red that they're utilizing. And then apparently there's supposed to be an exclusive Chicago on the heel for the Chicago release. There's no rumor on how many of these are releasing, but I would assume on this Saturday, the same time that these special edition Chicago heel tab Unites release, the regular Nike Air version will release to the mass public on sneakers and other websites. These are going to be $200. And so now we've had six Jordan silhouettes release in a matter of Wednesday through Saturday. But they continue to push it when you get to see on Wednesday, the 12th, you see the New Beginnings pack. So that is the Nike Airship and the Air Jordan 1. And this is a pretty big deal for original sneakerheads, those who are in it for the story and the moments and the tiny details of sneakers in the past. And so if you don't know what the Airship is, essentially it is the Jordan 1. It's the first shoe that he wore prior to the actual Jordan line. And kind of you'll see this in a lot of photos. And it's never been released. Shout out to MJO23Dan, who put up a petition for this a while back and brought it to a lot of the community's attention. And so it's a pretty big deal to see this release. It's coming in the white and red for the Airship. And then it's going to be a red and white Jordan 1. Comes in this large briefcase box, I'll call it, similar to the MTM pack or any dual release packs with two sneakers under one retail price. And these are going to be $350. So a pretty fair price. I mean, when you split it down the middle, $175 each, not too bad. However, I mean, you're looking at the Airship for $350. Say you want the Off-White for $225, that's $575. Say you also are a fan of the threes, you're at $775, and that's for four pairs of shoes, which is a large amount of pocket change in some regards. In some areas around the country, that's someone's rent or mortgage or student loan payment. So you can see how All-Star Weekend mixed with tax return season is a heavy hitter. And as we continue through this list, there is a shoe for about anyone who wants a shoe or strike their likes here. And there's such a variety that Nike really sees a strong cash out here, a revenue generated this weekend. We also get to see the Air Jordan 34 United, which is already released. It's part of this All-Star pack, and it's kind of white with on the heel a rainbow reflective chrome, and those were 180. Those are available on sneakers at this moment. Then you also get to see the 0.3 Jordan Westbrook model. And I'm a big Westbrook fan, but his performance basketball shoes in particular haven't done it for me. And that's one of my problems with athletes with Jordan brand, and I hope it doesn't happen to Zion, is it never feels like they get the complete focus in terms of signature silhouettes that the Nike athletes do. I'm not saying by any means that the Jordan athletes aren't treated equally. So Jordan athletes get phenomenal colorways and access to a variety of retros, but I can't think, you know, of someone who's had a very strong line throughout their career at Jordan brand. Because I mean, even when you look at Carmelo, started off really strong and then they end up dropping a shoe. You have Chris Paul, who is still making signature shoes, but the hype behind there, I haven't really even seen them advertise for them. They kind of just show up on the shelves as they shift their focus quickly to the younger generation. And so that coming back is the Westbrook 0.3 LA Born. So it's like this chaotic multicolor 90s inspired colorway. And that is going to be $130 coming out on the Sunday. So All-Star Sunday. We keep going. We potentially see an Air Jordan 34 Premium or SE in a shroud. So this one's going to have a zipper for the 34 made, you know, white, black, and red with a little bit of black leather on it. And that is a lot of Jordan brand that we've covered so far. But Nike is also in the mix. And so Nike is going to release a LeBron 17, a Kyrie 6, a KD 12, a Giannis Antetokounmpo Zoom Freak 1, and a PG 4, along with Air Forces and other silhouettes to go with All-Star Weekend. And the one that's caught a lot of attention is the LeBron 17 Monstar. This is kind of our first sneak peek at what is LeBron's version of the Space Jam shoe, which inevitably was going to be tough competition, because as great as the Space Jam 11 is, I mean, when you look at it retrospectively, of course it was going to hit. I mean, it's a primarily black shoe with nice patent leather. You can dress up and down. Isn't necessarily specifically nowadays for on the court or off the court, and works well in many environments. When you look at the LeBron 17, I mean, most Nike basketball shoes now are performance-based only. So the LeBron Monstar made out of the FlyEase technology. It has purple and yellow on the heel of the Monstar's colors with a big zero from the O of Monstar on the front. They're also releasing the uniform, so you can get the Toon Squad and Monstar's jersey and shorts. And that LeBron is going to be $225. And there's rumors that the 17 Low, which is white, red, and blue with kind of on the swoosh Bugs Bunny fur detail, along with the Toon Squad logo on the heel, was really a sweet shoe if you get an opportunity to look at it and see it. And that may be releasing this weekend as well. Date is so far unspecified. Maybe they save it for the actual movie release. But then we move on to LeBron's former teammate, and that's the Kyrie 6 here. And this one's called the Trophy, to celebrate his trophy with Cleveland, along with Jordan, one of Jordan's trophies from 30 years ago as well. So that's basically red and gold. Kyrie's obviously has the all-seeing eye on the strap. And the Kyrie 6 is a great basketball shoe. I mean, I personally wear it, and I love them. I previously loved the Jordan 28 Low, and I think for a high top, the Kyrie 6 does a great job of committing to feeling a lightweight and mobile shoe, but with that support necessary around the ankle. And that comes out on the 14th for $140. Then we get the KD-12 Dawn C, and the KD-12 is going to come in that light blue kind of to mimic the Chicago flag, and along with having a little bit of hits of white and red on the sneaker. And this is the Dawn C collaboration. These are going to be about $160. And you'll also see kind of the Chicago stars on the tongue. And then not much else from the photos I've seen. There may be a little map of Chicago kind of hidden in there, but nothing that puts it over the top. And then one of the coolest looking ones is the Giannis Zoom Freak 1 Employee of the Month, or McDowell's, for Coming to America. This silhouette hasn't had the greatest colorways. To be honest, the color blocking on this sneaker is very difficult, but they did a good job here of incorporating the plaid print onto the swoosh for Giannis here, similar to what was worn in Coming to America, if you've seen it. And they're also going to be releasing clothing with this in a full plaid McDowell's jumpsuit. And that's also followed by the PG4 All-Star Weekend. And this is just going to have a tie-dye upper with green, orange, and purple. And the PG4, the colorways have been pretty strong so far, in my opinion. Nothing, once again, overtly loud. This may be the loudest one so far, but for the All-Star game, that makes sense. Kind of a little pop, a little fun. And that's going to cost $120, along with that Giannis being about $130. And so, we've covered a lot of shoes on the Nike side of things. In total, that's going to be 17 sneakers for All-Star Weekend that are going to release. So that is a bit. To say someone would buy all of these, I'm not saying it's not possible, but it is taking a dip out of your bank account for sure. But, it's All-Star Weekend. It's a little bit more fun. You're getting some of the hotter releases. If you can score a super limited pair like the Off-White 5, and you may be one of the people who is reselling the shoes, you could hit a profit. Or it might be just a cool conversation starter, which I've noticed with a lot of the Off-White sneakers, is the conversation started about the sneaker. You could be adding to your LeBron collection this upcoming weekend. You could be going for something more general, like the Jordan 1 UNC to Chicago or the Jordan 3 Unite. There is a large variety of sneakers coming out, and you just gotta play the game wisely and budget wisely. I hope that helps you guys out with the rundown for NBA All-Star Weekend and understanding the competition entering the market with tax season as well. And I hope to scoop maybe one of these pairs if I'm lucky. I'm still, at the time of recording this, hoping the LeBron 7 All-Star Weekend releases. Not sure if that's going to release this weekend or if it's going to release midweek or All-Star Weekend. I really like LeBron 7, so I hope to scoop that one up. But that's going to do it for releases coming up in this next week. And before we head out, we're just going to jump into cool content real quick. Now time for some cool content. Keep it short and sweet here. Foot Locker, or Foot Locker Incorporated, has opened the Flex app, FLX app. And it's something that makes sense for a while. After working in retail and getting this question all the time, it seemed intuitive. They are essentially combining all of their stores. So Foot Locker, Champs, Lady Foot Locker, Foot Action, East Bay, are all combined together, and you can use your rewards points and coupons at any of the participating stores. Perfect timing, as we alluded to earlier, with tax season and more people joining those rewards programs and being able to keep that shopping in-house. So maybe you spend a grip at Foot Locker and you see a t-shirt at Champs. You can use that coupon at Champs and keep the money all in the company. Great move on their end. Further, we did get to see in this past Super Bowl, Jay Balvin and his custom Air Jordan 1s. It continues to show the music influence that Jordan Brand is going after here and make it onto the main stage. And that'll wrap up cool content. Try to keep it short and sweet. Overall, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I thank you guys for the feedback I got on that episode last week about Kobe's commercials. Seemed to strike a chord with a lot of you in different places that you remember seeing the commercials, which is ultimately the goal here of this podcast, is just to make those memories and, you know, maybe stir up some memories as well. So I thank you guys. I thank you for listening. Best of luck with these All-Star Weekend purchases. And I think Team LeBron's going to win. And that's going to do it. I'll catch you guys next time.